Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County. The Brian Rust Morning Show. Melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the show. Good morning and happy Monday. And the municipal elections are happening April 18th. Early voting getting ready to get underway on April 10th. And, of course, we're trying to get all the municipal election candidates that we can on the air to introduce them a little bit, get you a little bit of a feel of who they are. Joining us this morning, Ellen Fields, who's running for Lynn Haven Commission seat number 4, is joining us. Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm great. Thank you.
This seems like a deja vu, like we've done this before, haven't we?
We sure have, 2 years ago, and I'm so happy to be back. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Props to you for not giving up the first time and doing it again. You know, it's one of these things I say, everybody should get involved in local politics. Whether you run or get involved in the campaigns, you gotta get involved.
I agree. And, you know, a lot of people tried to say, you know, don't run again. You don't want to go through that. And I'm the type of person that I can fall down 7 times, I'm getting back up 8. And I'm going to get back out there and fight, especially with what I saw in the last election, what I'm seeing in the current election and all over town, all over the county, really.
All over the country. Politics is something else. I mean, somebody who ran twice myself, and I will always say get involved in it, but I'll also say why.
Right.
Because I understand the insanity.
Exactly. But there's also a time when you say, okay, I've done enough, but... people always say, well, why are you running again? You know, what would make you go out there and do this all over? And that's an easy answer, because there's so many people that, you know, just aren't equipped. They're very smart, very, very intelligent, but they're not equipped to go out there and, you know, fight for other people or even stand up, you know, to the fear that some people have of, you know, fighting for the others.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I'm like, I'll do it. I'll go.
That's the spirit.
And you have the support of the people, because I get my very best ideas from the people that I knock on doors, or when I'm out walking my dog in the neighborhood, they stop me, neighbors, and say, this is what I have an issue with. What do you think? And those are things that sometimes I don't think of. And when they say it, I say, well, don't you bring this to the city? Why don't you say, well, I don't want to. I'll tell you. And so these are voices. These are voices that need to be heard, whether it's one or, you know, 18,000. Everybody has a different view, and everybody should have that chance to come out and say what's on your mind. But some people just want to sit back because of a little bit of fear and, well, they see what happens to you when you, you know, stand up for yourself.
And there never should be that. And that's something that I tell everybody as well, is that, you know, we the people, whether you get involved in the politics, which again, you kind of pointed it out, it takes a special kind of person to do this, but you should still be involved. And people should speak up, and they should never have a fear of the government. Because if you start fearing government, then you've got a big problem. And it's way bigger than the issue that you want to bring up to the government that you're too afraid to do.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, they always say, start small, start right here in your city.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to help your city, your neighbors? Because I know half the people in this town now, just from interacting, seeing them, and, you know, you have to get that trust back, that they know that you're going to go out there and hear them, but fight for them, because they are unable to do it for whatever reason.
And let's face it, Lynn Haven right now, there's definitely some trust rebuilding that needs to happen in the government. But let's actually talk about that part right there with, you know, getting out and doing this and being a voice for the people. You know, why do you want to do this? What is your goal, you know, as the commissioner for Lynn Haven?
Thank you for answering that. But before I get to, you know, running for a commissioner, I want to bring up something that happened in December that I was already planning on running for mayor, which, you know, I ran for mayor, then stepped down. But the incident that happened with Commissioner Judy Tinder at the time, when she simply asked for the commission to please hold a meeting in order to be heard, I was never so disappointed in my life that the commission did not step forward. She was one of their own. And had it been one of them, I think that, you know, they would have held that special meeting. And that's what made me go out that day when they said, no, we're not holding the meeting, and go and apply to run for mayor again. And then Ms. Tinder, after she said, she was still Commissioner Tinder, she said, I'm thinking of running for mayor. What do you think? And I told her, I said, you are so experienced with your 6 years behind you and so knowledgeable. And she is a people person. She, you know, she gets down and she, you know, she'll wear her shirt instead of a suit. And that's what the people need. They need somebody who is out there fighting for them. So it wasn't even a hard decision for me to say, you take that seat. I'm not going to have a runoff and I'll run for commissioner. And I thought I can do just as well sitting in seat four as I can do any seat. And now I get along with people. And so even though my ideals might not be the same or my agenda the same as other people that will win, the basic principle is that we all are different and we can work together as commissioners because we're intelligent people. Mm. We're working for the people, and that's what everyone keeps missing.
Right.
We might be elected and working, getting a paycheck from the city, but we are working for the people, and everybody needs to remember that.
Absolutely. So let's talk about you working for the people. What is your agenda? What are you wanting to achieve with Lynn Haven?
Okay.
Where's your goals?
Thank you for asking that, because I have a flyer here that I keep, you know, hitting my 3 points because we know all know stormwater is an issue. So mm-hmm. I didn't even put this down.
Yeah, everybody knows. That's a given.
Stormwater and, you know, things like that and drainage, which the city is doing a great job trying to work. And
I
actually have some ideas to help them. And so I hope I get that opportunity. But I think the accountability is probably, I put that first because I think there's a lot of accountability not happening in our city. You know, people say, oh, I'm all for truth and transparency, and then they turn around and do the complete opposite. And the accountability, people need to say, well, you did something wrong. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake, Brian.
Right.
And then saying, I made a mistake, now let's fix it. And I think this is what the city needs to do, because I'm not pointing a finger at any one person, because it's a lot of people doing it. And then they say, well, okay, you know, I have this position, so I'm exonerated. Nope, that's not flying with me anymore. If you're working for the city as an employee, I think that you need to have a higher standard. And if you do something wrong, then you need to stand up, not just, you know, do an apology, but you need to, you know, take action to correct it. What can you do better the next time so it never happens again? Not a repeat performance. So that's one of my pet peeves. The next one is the infrastructure. Now, I know everyone says, oh, infrastructure, it's a big word, it encompasses a lot.
Mm.
So when you say infrastructure, you're talking about the growth of our city. And we know growth is always inevitable. Otherwise, we're going to be a ghost town. We don't want to be a ghost town. So people might think, well, Ellen, you want to stop growth. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. What I want to do is have it catch up. You know, please slow it down. And now that I'm on the air, I want to make sure people knew today was my appointment for CPAR to ask for funding. And so I felt that it would not have been right to go and apply for something, you know, sponsorship, when it's not that I don't believe in realtors, because I think they're an essential part of our community.
Right.
I didn't feel that I wanted backing, or I didn't want to be beholden to a corporation that will down the road say, well, we sponsored you and we'd like you to push this forward. I don't want to ever have to, you know, be in that position. And so I declined, you know, the appointment to CPAR for sponsorship. And I think people need to know that. So if somebody says, well, I got CPAR, well, that's because I didn't, you know, challenge you. So
right.
I think people need to, you know, be firm on that and understand what CPAR is all about. It's not a bad thing, but they shouldn't be in politics. They shouldn't be making our decisions for the city. And so our growth, yes, it's going to happen. But I think that, you know, we should have and apply our 20-year plan that we have, slow it down. I love that we have parks and recreation, but that's not the only thing that should be coming to our city. There should be other businesses that attract us, but again, not overgrowth. I think that Florida Avenue itself has the most potential, and I think that they need to look down there, and this way you take the traffic off of 77, because you have to leave 20 minutes early just to get around town from point A to point B now. And that all has to do with the infrastructure. It doesn't keep up, okay? And the fast growth, well, the next thing you'll see is we'll have the schools overcrowded. We'll have more teacher problems. And that gets, you know, thrown over to Bay County school districts. And, you know, so it just multiplies. So if we just slow it down and catch up, fix our problems, then we can go forward. And that's what I think people need to do. They need to just say, how does it affect the big picture? They're just looking at a little picture.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry. You're making this easy for me. Oh,
it's
thanks.
Like, I'm going to walk out for a second. I'll let you finish up.
Here you go. Go have a Coke.
Yeah, go have a Coke and a smile. Mm-hmm. I actually forgot what I was going to. Oh, when it comes to you know, some of the big problems that you might actually see with what we need to slow down on in Lynn Haven, what would some of those examples be of what we need to slow down on to focus on?
Well, I think that, you know, we're getting a whole lot of gas stations, so.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think Bay County might have the most per capita.
We went from 3 to 30.
I know.
So, you know, could we perhaps put some other businesses in there? Businesses that, you know, not that the gas stations are a bad thing, but, you know, other things that would attract us, you know, things for families, things that we need, you know, whether it's car repair or, you know, other industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's nice that we have, you know, our districts that are zoned correctly and attracts business. But I think that where we put our housing, I think that sometimes we're kind of overstepping. And I noticed that our yards are getting smaller. So the rezoning that they're doing, I think that's
okay with that because it's less grass to mow.
Well,
that's
why I picked my house. You know, I have some annoying neighbors. I'd like more grass. I don't care if I have to cut it.
I hear that.
So,
yeah.
But those are some things that I think that they need to look at. And, you know, of course, everybody is hearing about the IPMC,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I have a good analogy on that one. So, you know what I'm talking about, the international, well, I was sitting home thinking about, you know, how Lynn Haven was approaching this. So if I could, you know, make a little story out of this, make it funny. So say the city of Lynn Haven is a woman and she's going to a big event. And she has the choice of buying a petite dress or an extra large, and she's a size small. And so somebody, the clerk is saying, oh, yeah, you don't want to get the petite one. You won't be able to, it's about an inch too small. Get the big one. We can cut and, you know, size it, and then it'll fit perfect. And I feel that's what Lynn Haven is doing. It's that simple. Go with the petite one and take out the seams.
Right.
And then the IPMC will fit you. But we're taking the wrong approach. We're going, we'll take the big one. But we're not Pittsburgh, we're not Tallahassee, we're not Jacksonville, we're not a big city where we need that extra large, you know, code enforcement. So this is what I think the city said, well, other people are doing it and they follow on that bandwagon. Mm. Stop it. You know, we're all smart people here. You have intelligent people all over the town. Ask them, what are the five areas that you want to see code enforcement, you know, updated on? And it probably already in there, but if you need to bring it up to date, have the lawyer do it.
Right.
So I think that they're finding a big solution to a small problem, and they're taking the wrong approach.
Mm.
Because the IPMC is actually a great program, but it's not the right fit for our little city, and it is that simple.
Well, there's clearly a lot of work that needs to be done in Lynn Haven, and Lynn Haven voters definitely have some decisions to make. I mean, there's multiple candidates for there's three seats for the commission that are up, plus the mayor is up. You're running for seat number 4. How can people get in touch with you if they want to talk a little bit more with you?
Oh, great. I have a lot of sites that you can visit. You can email me at ellenfields2021@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook at Vote Ellen Fields. You could call me on my personal number, 850-740-8025. I'm also planning a lot of meet and greets. And I have to say to every candidate who's running, every candidate that's running in Lynn Haven, I applaud every single one because I feel that they all are running to make a change and to make our city better. And that's all we all want for our city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great thing because we do love our city. There's lots of reasons that we're out there promoting our city, but you have to have the right reason and pick the right candidate that's going to fit you and do what's best for the city as a whole.
Absolutely.
And so everyone should get out there and, you know, get to meet us, not rumor, you know, what you hear about people.
Yeah, always stay away from the rumor mill without a doubt. And I always encourage everybody to, and when you're out walking your dog, be like, hey, Ellen, got a question for you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, flag me down. I'm always happy to answer. Matter of fact, I've spent more time people sending me questions. They say, do you have time? I will stop what I'm doing because, yes, I do have time because what you have to say is so important to me. And if I don't know that answer, I will go and find that answer for you.
That's a good answer right there.
Yeah, thank
Ellen
you.
Fields, good luck with your campaign. And, of course, I encourage everybody to get out there and reach out to you. You know, you can find her on Facebook. Also, bayvotes.org. has some of the contact information there as well. Ellen, good luck with your race.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Hang
on. Have a great day, everybody.
We'll be right back. This is the Brian Rush Show, and you're listening to News Talk at 101. Good morning.